Hey, this is Morgan Wallen. 95.7 FM.
She asked me where I was from. I said somewhere you never been to. Little town outside of Knoxville, hidden by some dogwood trees. She tried talking with my accent. We held hands and waded into that blue water. She left her flip-flops by my red wings on the beach. Yeah, but now I'm dodging potholes in my sunburned Silverado, like a heartbroken desperado, headed right back to my roots. Something about the way she kissed me tells me she loves Eastern Tennessee. Yeah, but all I brought back with me was some sand in my boots. Yeah, I said, let's go shoot tequila. So we walked back to that beach bar. She said, don't cowboys drink whiskey. So we drank by themselves. She said, damn, that sky looks perfect. And I said, girl, you've never seen stars like the ones back home. And she said, maybe I should see them for myself. Yeah, but now so
this is the brand new St. Croix Country on 95.7 FM.
I've seen the things that a woman can do. Tracy Lawrence, and here's my song on Country Legends
24/7. 95.7 FM.
Called me up from Amarillo, said you were coming to town. Thought I'd like to tell you hello, I'm driving no friend around. I pulled up to the airport, comfort and cool. But when you stepped off that plane, I knew I was your fool. My little Texas tornado, blowing me away again. I swore it wouldn't happen again, but I looked at you and then I'm like a tumbleweed in a wild west Texas wind. You're blowing me away. Lying with me in Atlanta, it's such a beautiful life. You play me like a piano, I always let you get by. I know I'll go through hell, girl, when you find someone else. But right now I'm in heaven, and I can't help myself. My little Texas tornado, blowing me away again. I swore it wouldn't happen again, but I looked at you and then I'm like a tumbleweed in a wild west Texas wind. You're blowing me away.
Sammy Kershaw on Country Legends 24/7.
My mother and father, well, my dad, well, both of them, they spoke French and English. But when it got to my grandfather and my grandmothers and all that, they were all French-speaking. And I remember when I was a boy, right after my dad died, I used to go and stay with my great-grandmother, my dad's grandmother. And every morning for 4 months, I'd wake up and she'd ask if I wanted some confiture. And I'd tell her no, because I didn't know what it was. And about 4 months later, I asked my mother what confiture was, and she said it means preserves or jam. And I'd been missing out on 4 months of good stuff, you know. So I learned how to understand a lot of it from then on. Missing out on a lot of good things.
95.7 FM.
Well, I met her out at Murphy's restaurant. She said she was fresh from the farm. And I remember thinking for a country girl that she went pretty well armed. We sat there talking by the lobster tank. I ordered her a slow gin fizz. And when them chicken fried steaks arrived, she said, I like living like this. So I made her the queen. Polyester curtains and the redwood deck. Now she's run off and I
Well, a few nights later, I run into her with some stranger on a park bench. She said he rebuilds engines and his name is Earl. He's the Charlie Daniels of the torque wrench. I whispered, honey, let's just go on home and have some onion rings and watch TV. And as I walked her to the truck, Earl was crying, don't you leave me. I told him, this is the queen of my double wide trailer with the polyester curtains and the redwood deck. Sometimes she runs and I've got the trailer and dang, her black heart and her pretty red neck. I said, this is the queen of my double wide trailer with the polyester curtains and the redwood deck. Sometimes she runs and I've got the trailer and dang, her black heart and her pretty red neck. I said, this is the queen of my double wide trailer with the polyester curtains and the redwood deck. Sometimes she runs and trailer, dang, her black heart and her pretty red neck. Oh, she's a queen. She's a
This is Carlene Carter, and lots more coming up from Country Legends 24/7.
Country Legends on St. Croix Country. 95.7 FM.
Well, it's time to pay the fiddler, and it's sad to know we've danced it all away. But the warm night's disappearing, leaving nothing but the cold, hard light of day. And it's time to start erasing all the rainbows we've been chasing in our minds. We know there's no way of making other ties on us unravel and unwind. Yes, it's time to pay the fiddler, and today's the day the first installment's due. But for the rest of all my days, I wonder why the maker mismatched me and you. But there's so much to consider, like my wife and little children who need and want my love just like you. Now it's time to pay the fiddler, but before we pay the fiddler, let's ask him to please play one last final tune. It's time to pay the fiddler, and there's naked sorrow dripping from your eyes. Unrestrained and unashamed, we loved each other. Now we've got to leave it lie. But I can feel my hands a-trembling as I search to find the handle on the door. So let's let the fiddler pull his magic bow across our heartstrings just once more. Yes, it's time to pay the fiddler, and today's the day the first installment's due. But for the rest of all my days, I wonder why the maker mismatched me and you. but there's so much to consider, like my wife and little children who need and want my love just like you do. Now it's time to pay the fiddler, but before we pay the fiddler, let's ask him to please play one last final tune.
Alan Jackson on Chasing That Neon Rainbow.
The Neon Rainbow was just, that was just, Jim McBride and I wrote that, and we were just talking about where I'd come from and coming to Nashville and trying to get something going in the music business, chasing that dream like so many people do, playing in bars and honky-tonks and doing whatever. And the opening line is about Daddy wanted radio, because we're talking about the first remembrance we had of music, and my daddy worked for the Pepsi-Cola plant in Noonan there when I was about five, and they had an employee contest for something, he won this little wooden tabletop radio, and that's the first radio I remember being at home, and later it was out in his garage for years when we were working on cars. But after that hit, I had that thing fixed up a little bit in the Country Music Hall of Fame, got it over in their exhibit.
95.7 FM.
Daddy won a radio. He tuned it to a country show. I was rocking in the cradle to the crying of a steel guitar. Mama used to sing to me. She taught me that sweet harmony. Now she worries cause she never thought I'd ever really take it this far. Singing in the bars and chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody. Just wanna be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. Atlas and a coffee cup, five pickers and an old Dodge truck. Heading down to Houston for a show on Saturday night. Well, this overhead is killing me. Half the time I sing for free. But when the crowd's into it, Lord, it makes this thing I'm doing seem right. Standing in the spotlight, chasing that neon rainbow. I'm living that honky-tonk dream. Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody. Just wanna be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. Daddy's got a radio. He won it 30 years. He said, son, I just know we're gonna hear you singing on it someday. Well, I made it up to Music Row. Lordy, don't the wheels turn slow. Still, I wouldn't trade a minute. I wouldn't have it any other way. Just show me to the stage. I'm chasing that neon rainbow. I'm living that honky-tonk dream. Cause all I this guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody. Just want to be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. Oh, I'm chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream.
Warning. Contains actual country. Country Legends 24/7, 95.7 FM, St. Croix Country.
She wore that falling out of love look. I even swore. Stood more than I was ever.
she loves me. Lord, this time I've hurt her more than she loves me.
Hey, this is Brad Paisley.
95.7 FM.
Anybody pretty, I can make you believe any lie. I can make you pick a fight with somebody twice your size. Well, I've been known to cause a few breakups, and I've been known to cause a few births. I can make you new friends or get you fired from work. And since the day I left Milwaukee, Lynchburg and Bordeaux, friends been making the bars lots of big money and helping white people dance. Got you in trouble in high school, but college now, that was a ball. You had some of the best times you'll never remember with me. Man's embarrassing speech, and also for those naked pictures of you at the beach. I've influenced kings and world leaders. I helped Hemingway write like he did. And I'll bet you a drink or two that I can make you put that lampshade on your head. 'Cause since the day I left Milwaukee, Lynchburg, Bordeaux, friends, I've been making a fool out of folks just like you and helping white people dance. I am medicine.
You better be on time. Written at a mile, so it fits just right. When last year's dress is just a little too tight, and anything I do will save and be okay when I have a bad hair day. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, looking better than me. And when I cook him dinner and I burn it black, he better say, I like it like that, yeah. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, yeah.
About the baby shower given to her by Tammy Wynette.
When I was expecting our first child, she gave me a shower for Gracie, and Gracie was born on her birthday. I wish she came 3.5 weeks early, and it wasn't supposed to be that, but Tammy said, she says, I bet she's going to be born on my birthday. And when she decided to come into this world, Tim and I called up Tammy and George, and we said, guess what? You were right. This little girl is born on your birthday, so that was really cool. 95.7 FM.
To fight a few rounds with the devil, and I'm still not done. When I finally hit bottom, I thought my luck was through. There was one ray of hope shining down, and it was you. Your love brought me back again. I'm gonna make it. Your love is another chance. I'm gonna take it. You gave me an open heart. I'll never break.
I
But your hands held the light of love when they reached for me.
Your love brought me back again. I'm gonna make it. Your love is another chance. I'm gonna take it. You gave me an open heart. I'll never break it.
No, I know I never would have made it without your love.
Your love brought me back again. I'm gonna make it. Your love is another chance. I'm gonna take it. You gave me an open heart. I'll never break it.
No, I know I never would have made it without your love.
Brought me back again. I'm gonna make it. Your gonna take it.
Old friends on the street, they wonder how does a man get to be this way. I've always got a smiling face, anytime and any place. And every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning. Let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Well, people may try to guess the secret of a happiness, but some of them never learn it's a simple thing. Secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love, and the answer is in this song that I always sing. You've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home.
Hi, this is Vince Gill.
95.7 FM.
Country legends from St. Croix country. 95.7 FM.
Well, there's my easy chair, just sitting there. I've spent a lot of time thinking of this perfect love I know is yours and mine. And oh, how I love that old picture on the wall of you and me and the kids, my most favorite times in life I've spent right here where we live. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. It just hit me as I bedroom, I smell perfume, my favorite kind you wore, and it brings back memories of all those nights behind our bedroom door. And the saddest thing I think I've ever seen was my closet all cleaned out. It's sad to think that one must leave 'cause we can't work things out. There's no place like home. There's no hit me as I was leaving. There's no place like home. So baby, say that I can stay for just a day or so, then I love that smile, it drives me wild. No love won't die today. There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Sunshine, the rain, I don't feel no hurt at all, unless you can when teardrops fall. I tell the truth except when I lie, it only hurts me when I cry. You couldn't tell it by the smile, but my recovery took a while. I worked for days and nights on end, walk and talk again. You can't believe the time it takes to heal a heart once it breaks.
Country Legends 24/7. 95.7 FM, St. Croix Country.
Ordinary, no, really don't think so. Not a love this true. Common destiny, we were meant to be, me and you. Like a perfect scene from a movie screen, we're a dream come true. Suited perfectly for eternity, me and you. Every day, I need you even more, and the nighttime too. There's no way I could ever let stars above that we share this love.
He had plastic bags wrapped round his shoes. He was covered with the evening news. Had a pair of old wool socks on his hands. The bank sign was flashing five below. It was freezing rain and spitting snow. He was curled up behind some garbage cans. I was afraid that he was dead. I gave him a gentle shake. When he opened up his eyes, I said, "Oh man, are you okay?" He said, "I just climbed out of a cottonwood tree. I was running from some honeybees. Drip drying in the summer breeze. After jumping into Calico Creek, I was walking down an older road. Past a field of hay that had just been mowed. Left me alone, 'cause I was almost home." Then he said, "I was just coming round the barn about the time you grabbed my arm, when I heard Mama holler, 'Son, hurry up.' I was close enough for my old nose to smell fresh cobbler on the stove, and I saw Daddy loading up the truck. Cane poles on the tailgate, bobbers blowing in the wind. Since July of 55, that's as close as I've been. Yeah, I just climbed out of a cottonwood tree, where I was running from some honeybees. Drip drying in the summer breeze. After jumping into Calico Creek, I was walking down an older just been mowed. Man, I wish you just left me alone. I was almost home. I said, "Oh man, you're gonna freeze to death. Let me drive you to the mission." He said, "Boy, if you left me alone, right now I'd be fishing. I just climbed out of a cottonwood tree. I was running from some honey.